Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and we're on location this morning with OPM Director Linda Springer. Also joining us in our conversation is Tom Romeo, Director of IBM's Federal Civilian Services Practice. Director Springer, one of your key initiatives is the Recruitment One-Stop Initiative and its USA Jobs website. Can you give the listeners some background on this initiative?
Well, I can. It actually is one of several of the e-government programs and initiatives that we've been undertaking since the beginning of the president's administration. And many of those are still in progress, but a number of them have actually gotten to completion and are really paying some good benefits for us. If I may, I'd like to talk just a little bit about one of those, which is the e-payroll, but then come back to USA Jobs. But the e-payroll is probably our biggest success story, where we've gotten down from each agency having its own individual payroll system to now where there are two pairs of providers. We have four providers, and that has just really done wonders for us in streamlining, in not having to make redundant investments, 24 or more investments over and over for the same type of functionality. And I think that the listeners in your program particularly will appreciate the facility that that gives us. When it comes to things like our other programs, they're at various stages of completion. USA Jobs is one that we're particularly interested in right now. As we face the retirement wave that's coming up and the need to recruit and recruit more quickly and to make known across the country, not just obviously in the Washington, D.C. area, but the positions that are available. So that's working well. We have a number of enhancements that are coming to fruition there. We have other great e-programs. E-clearance is another that is helping us to speed up the clearance process. So I think that whole e-initiative is bearing fruit and is one that I hope will continue to keep momentum.
Okay. You mentioned a little bit about the retirement wave, and I do want to come back to that a bit later. But if I may, just for a moment, back on the USA Jobs website, can you give us a sense of the scale in terms of how many visitors you have and how many online resumes have been posted?
During fiscal 06, Al, we have had over 618 million hits so far on USA Jobs. At any given day, USA Jobs will have somewhere from 20,000 to 30,000 job opportunities posted. So it's a tremendous place to go to find this range of positions that are available in the government. That 618 million is up about close to 30% from this time last year. So it's really growing in the awareness that people have of the site. We have about 1.2 million resumes in the USA Jobs database, and then that's an opportunity for our agencies and our hiring officials to be able to go and have a ready resource of pool of candidates to start to match up against those jobs.
That's an incredible scale. You mentioned a little bit about improvements. What specific improvements are you looking for?
Well, there are a couple of areas right now that we're focused on. We're trying to develop a dedicated Veterans Resource Center on the USA Jobs site. It's very timely for us. We do a lot of things here at OPM with our veterans community, and nobody deserves it more than they do. But this is one area that we're going to put an enhancement in and make it a more straightforward and directed, dedicated place to go to find out about things like veterans' preferences, in addition to all the other information generally on USA Jobs. We're also looking to add an information center that will just, again, help job seekers for federal positions to get a better sense of the process that you go about in getting a job. So those are two enhancements for USA Jobs.
Excellent. We know that OPM recently released a series of ads encouraging Americans to consider public service. Can you tell us a little bit about this ad campaign?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. We're really excited about this media campaign. It is something that the civilian side, to my knowledge, of the federal government has not done. You will often see ads for the military service, and they're good ads. And several years ago, I remember watching down here on a local Washington station an ad that came on. It was talking about the great work of federal employees, and I thought, oh, this is good. This is a good thing. I guess it's OPM is stepping up, and it turned out at the end that it was done by a contractor, a military contractor. And I thought, well, if I ever had the opportunity, that I would see if the government couldn't do its own promotion. So sure enough, the opportunity came, and we now have gone out initially with four television ads. They highlight four individuals. They do not use actors. These are real live people who are working today in the federal government doing some pretty interesting things. We've got four of them. One is someone from Department of Commerce at NOAA that works on the weather modeling and forecasting. We have an Army attorney from the Corps of Engineers who's working to help us with the Everglades and reclaiming that. We have someone from Department of Agriculture who is a conservation specialist that's working on things like soil erosion and development of opportunities to expand our food production. We've got someone from the Department of Transportation that's working on car safety standards. The idea is that we can really show a wide range of opportunities, that when you come to work for the federal government, you're not going to be sitting behind the desk, just doing office work. You can do anything you want in the federal government. So these first four are really just our first step in showing that there's some exciting careers.
Excellent. Director Spring, unfortunately, I have to admit here that I haven't seen these ads. Where can folks go to see these ads?
Well, if you live in the Flint, Saginaw, Michigan, or there's another section that we have in South Carolina, in those two areas, you can actually see them running during prime time. But everyone can see them on the OPM website. We expect to be expanding to other cities with these ads. We also expect to be creating some new ads. And people that have seen them since our release at the National Press Club a couple weeks ago have been calling us to suggest that they have candidates for the ads. Like I say, we don't use actors. We spend about a tenth on these in production costs of what typically is spent out in the private sector. So we're efficient with the taxpayers' money, but we're getting some good results.
Excellent. That must be a good morale booster also.
It is. It really is, because it really heralds the good work that's done by federal employees. And we have agencies that, like the Department of Agriculture, asked us for 50 copies of the ads. They want to send them around. And it really just is a shot in the arm to recognize the good work that's done by the men and women of the federal government.
Right.
So it sounds like you're getting some very positive feedback from your customers and the other agencies. How will you track the impact of the ad campaign?
Well, that's a good question, Tom. We're able to track the hits to the USA Jobs website, which we promote very strongly in those ads at the very end, particularly usajobs.gov/impact. is the place to go. And so we're able to track the people who come directly to that section of the USA Jobs website. And so we're getting some preliminary results in, but it's showing a lot of activity.
Well, we hope the ad campaign will have a significant impact on recruiting qualified candidates for the government. And assuming that all that goes well, many candidates will go through the security screening process. Could you describe how the e-clearance initiative has transformed the approach to granting security clearances in the federal government?
Yeah, and it's an important step that we've taken recently to further automate the clearance process. As most people know, the clearance process takes a lot of time, but it's taken more time than it should historically. OPM, just over a year ago, took on a much broader role in the security clearance area. As I mentioned earlier, we now are responsible for doing about 90% of the background investigations. Now, what OPM's role in this is to get the information, develop it, put it together, and then at that point, we send that package of information over to the hiring agency. The hiring agency actually does the adjudication, makes the decision about bringing that individual on or not, based on, among other things, that clearance information that we provide. So we do step one, the agency does step two, but agency can't do anything until we've done our part. We have a lot of dependencies. Obviously, we get information directly from the candidate, but as you know, there are many other sources of information, whether it's state and local governments, whether it's other federal offices, FBI, for example, that provide information to OPM. But clearly, the new online automation system, we call it EQIP, and I'm going to check the exact word here. It's Electronic Questionnaires for Investigations Processing System. But EQIP, as we call it, gives us access to information in an automated way and allows our investigators to transmit and to access information from the field back into our offices and to send that around to the right recipients. And so it really is a big tool and is helping us to bring down that time.
Great. How is OPM managing the retirement wave? We will ask Director Linda Springer to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.